Now, Kirsten, you've been coming along to CCC for about 7 years, is it?
Mm-hmm.
And what brought you along to the church in the beginning?
Well, it was around about the time that I was expecting our eldest child, Rose. And I just kind of felt drawn to coming back to church after not having been to church since I was probably an early teenager. So I just felt drawn to come back. We lived up at Kilduthal at the time, so this was the nearest church, so started coming here. Just before we had Rose, we actually moved up to Milton of Leys, and I had thought at the time, do I maybe move to a different church that's nearer where we live? But at our parent craft classes, we met Emily and Graham Hamilton, whose little boy is a day younger than Rose. So there was that kind of connection with CCC, so I kept coming here. Not long after coming, I did the Alpha course, which I just loved, and it just left me buzzing and wanting to know more. And I also met some more lovely people and made connections through that course as well, so stuck around. Haven't looked back.
And how do you feel your faith has grown in recent years?
Well, I would say probably like most people through challenging times. So at that time, I was working as a PA for a managing director in quite a large company in Inverness. And I was with the company for about 10 years, but it was quite a challenging time throughout. He didn't treat me very well, but I felt certain that I needed to be there to convert him. So I felt that I needed to kind of just stick with it. And there were a couple of opportunities that I had to kind of witness to him and try to explain to him the hope that I had. I even sent him testimony of Nicky Cruz. I thought that might convert him, but he wasn't convinced. But it was actually affecting my physical and mental health, actually staying there. It wasn't a great time. So after a lot of prayerful consideration and the support from my husband, who's not a Christian, I left a well-paid job with nothing to go to. But I just knew that God would provide. Nonetheless, I went straight into a support worker role because I felt I wanted to do something that made a difference. So I started with the Red Cross immediately after leaving. But within 2 weeks, I got what I thought was post-viral fatigue. I know now that it was stress, but I couldn't move from kind of one room to the next without having to lie down. It was just a wall of exhaustion. But I really felt God saying to me, just stop and, you know, let me take care of you, which he did. I stopped working for 6 months, and just immediately the kind of flooding of support from people, Christian and non-Christian, just, you know, emotional, physical, financial, practical support just was flooding in. And over that 6 months, I just kind of strengthened. My relationship with God deepened so much. And then I felt kind of ready to go back into work.
Oh. Yeah, that was a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
And does that bring us up to almost up to date, does it? Or is
well,
that,
almost then.
Do you want to say anything else about how God's been working in your life?
Yeah, so then when I was ready to go back into work, this role came up. I saw it advertised. It was for a new kind of pilot project called Distress Brief Intervention. So it's supporting people that are in distress, and it can be for various reasons, but a lot of people are suicidal, particularly at the moment. But I had no experience, no qualifications or anything. However, I really kind of felt God was leading me into that role. So I got an interview, and I felt really at peace during the interview that this is what I was meant to be doing. And I was offered the job, and to go from my role as a PA where I felt worthless and I didn't know how I fit in or how I made a difference to this role where I felt I was making a difference. It was rewarding. It's challenging. It is very challenging. But I feel like I'm able to come alongside people and kind of offer Christ-like compassion, hopefully, to people that are really struggling in their lives. And yeah, it's very rewarding, and yeah, just a completely night and day to, from where I was to where I am now, and I couldn't have done it without God.
I know you've been praying through all that difficult time, but are there any particular answers to prayer that you would want to give thanks to God for or to share with us tonight for encouragement?
Well, actually, towards the end of last year, I had a conversation with yourself about what I felt was my kind of lack of biblical knowledge and lack of confidence about the kind of themes and structure of the Bible. And it was affecting my confidence, particularly in kind of group situations where I felt that I couldn't contribute. I perhaps didn't know what other people were talking about all the time, and it really kind of stunted my development, I felt. So I really kind of prayed for something that would help me grow in confidence as a Christian. So Alistair and I had this conversation, and then on the back of that, the Bible course started this summer. So we've just finished the last session a couple of weeks ago, and I can't recommend it enough. It was everything and more that I'd hoped for. The teaching was just amazing. The content I felt really emotional. Every session has a video that accompanies it, and I felt extremely emotional watching everyone. It just stirred up something in me, and I was just so humbled to know that I was part of this story, and just it made it so clear to me that everything has always pointed to Jesus, always has and always will until he comes back, and to be part of that story just was overwhelming. So that was a big answer to prayer for me.
Yeah, well, that was a great encouragement to us as well, that you were really bringing that momentum to us. Come on, Alistair, when's this starting? I better get it started, because I know you were going to ask me. So when we got it started, it was a good experience for all. And we'll run that course again. I know there's a few people here tonight that have done the course. How do you feel you've been challenged by God over the last few years?
So until maybe, 8-9 years ago, I was a very restless person. Didn't want to be rooted anywhere, didn't want to stay in one spot. I had kind of grand dreams and ideas of where I was going to go in the world and what I was going to do. And I remember when I got married, Greg had to eventually take me to one side and say, "Will you stop moaning about Inverness?" Because I remember I said to him over and over again when we first got married that the last thing that I want is to be stuck in Inverness with two kids, and that's exactly where I am now, and I couldn't be happier. So I think as a person, just a sense of humility and contentment. I turned 40 at the beginning of the year, and I took a week off just to kind of reflect and just have some time to myself. And one day I took myself up Fyrish and then for a coffee to the storehouse, and decided that I was going to kind of write my life mission statement, but kind of God inspired. And the beginning of my statement was just to bloom where I have been planted by God.
That is wonderful. Then we'll stop there, and I'm going to ask Angus to come up and pray. Bloom where she's been planted by God. That's a good thing to pray into. Thank you so much.
Okay.
No, stay. Oh, Angus is going to pray. Oh, no, you've got to do the socially distanced thing.
All right. So,
yeah, you need to go.
I've got to take my mask off. I'm so much better looking with it on. Right, let's pray. Our Father, when we hear a testimony like this, it's just so heartwarming to see how you have worked in Kirstine's life, and you've brought her on and helped her to mature in the faith and to grow in her love for you and her enthusiasm for the Word of God and for the church. And we thank you, Lord, that you are helping her to fulfill that wonderful mission statement, to bloom where she's planted. And we pray that for all of us, Lord, that we'll accept with contentment the calling that you give us. But Lord, we know too that there have been some tough times. 10 years in that company and sometimes not being treated respectfully and yet determined to honour you in these circumstances. And we thank you, Lord, that though she's been through these difficulties and had to overcome challenges herself, that none of that is wasted, because now she's able to genuinely get alongside people who are stressed and finding life challenging and difficult, and she can do so now with empathy and experience. And we just thank you, Father, too, for her skills and gifts that you've given her, and for the way the Bible course ran so smoothly with Kirsten at the helm. And we just thank you, Father, too, for putting it on her heart so that so many of us could benefit from that course. Pray that there'll be many more like that. So we do pray that you will continue to bless Kirsten and help her to be a blessing. Help her too to be a blessing in her family, to be a witness and testimony to her husband and children. And we ask that in due course they too might come to know the joy and the security of the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior in their lives. So we thank you for Kirsten. We ask your continued blessing on her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Kirsten. Thank you.